It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for a very special edition of What's On Your Mind, yay! Roomba edition.
Oh, Roomba. Roomba.
Oh, we're just going to press a button and let it wander around and see what gems it comes up with. I know I have an old Snickers bar wrapper in mine.
Uh-oh.
We'll see what my co-hosts find in a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. What's been on your mind?
Oh, you guys, sweatpants may be ruining my relationship.
What? Sweatpants are the best.
I know, and I have a favorite pair, and I can't give them up, and my husband hates them with a passion.
Oh. Well, hold on. Your husband wears sweatpants every single day for multiple days
Thank
on
you.
End.
Thank you. He has senior pictures in sweatpants.
Yeah.
No,
he has a long history of sweatpants, but he hates mine, and they are so comfortable. Okay, I got them for free. They're a promotional item for McDonald's.
Oh.
They say world famous all down the side of them.
Okay.
I love these.
The whole way. And then there's McDonald's logos on them. And when I wear them, he has told me that part of him dies inside. And for Christmas, he got me like a fancy pair of like leisure pants.
Mm-hmm.
They're so awesome. I'm not wearing those the leisure in. I wear them to the office because they're so nice.
Oh.
And his plan backfired.
They're supposed to be leisure
yes.
and they're your like work pants.
They are. They're like legit count as work pants with elastic. And I'm like, well, I can't wear those. So he's begged me to throw them away. And I really don't want to. So if anybody has an idea where I could get him to be on board.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my favorite sweats.
Interesting.
Are you sure he's not just hitting on you?
Hitting on me.
He's
what?
Like, girl,
he's telling me they're
those pants do not look good on you. They look better on the floor right now, let me tell you. And she's like, oh, why are you nagging me again?
They haven't been intimate in so long.
Yeah. She just forgot.
I will always do this, Michael.
I wish he said that. He told me, I think, that I looked white trash. Them.
So,
that's a pretty clear message.
I don't know. Hey, she's from Idaho. That could be getting her in the mood.
It could be.
You never know.
We'll work on it. All right, Jose, what's on your mind?
Well, my nephew just got on Kids Messenger for the first time.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Facebook.
My
oh, yeah.
He's on Kids Messenger.
I didn't really have
Yeah.
How old's your
so
nephew
fun.
Again?
He's eight.
Eight,
and
okay.
It's very basic. You can talk, and then there's, like, some filters. Like, I can be a rabbit or a squirrel.
Yeah.
You know, just cute stuff for kids.
Right? It's pretty cool, and it's, like, an approved list of people
you
can talk to.
Yeah, so he's been toying around with it, and I got my first video from him sent to me on Kids Messenger the other day.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he's
my
so
God.
Cute. What is it?
I opened the video. And the title is, This Is Your Diss Track.
What?
What?
He's dissing me?
Diss track.
Dissing me. He has made a rap video dissing me. The first thing he's ever sent to his sweet uncle.
Oh, my God.
Isn't I love you? Isn't I miss you? It's yo, dog. I got bars and you got to hear it.
Yeah.
We do have some audio. Chris, could you play it?
You're going down. I got the crummy scene in a little time. Look at your tiny frown. Yeah, you're going down, skirt. Yeah, you're going down, skirt.
You're going down, skirt.
That sounds like even like a threat.
Oh,
with
wow.
your little frown.
Yeah, with your little frown, you're going down. Oh,
skirt.
My goodness. Why am I getting diss tracks to my own nephew?
Are you going to do a diss track back to him?
No, I'm not going to do a diss track
you,
back.
Come on. It's fun.
No, I'm confused. I don't know what to do. All I know is it's super cute. And I can't wait. I hope I get more.
Did it hit too close to home? Did it hurt too hard, Jose, when you started crying?
He took me down a notch.
He did.
Yeah. I do feel like the first thing I should say to you is you're a great person, Jose.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to make up for him.
Why do I deserve this?
I'm worried that you are a sensitive dude.
Yeah. That's why we should definitely not encourage our listeners to text into 78592. Send your diss tracks to the morning show right now.
This will be good.
Social media coordinator Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So, for some strange reason that I can't exactly put my finger on, I'm starting to appreciate you guys more lately.
Hey!
Okay.
Yeah, I have a higher appreciation for you, and I don't know if it's because I'm, like, been here longer, or, like, Brooke's buying us lunch, or because my coworkers at my other job are annoying me so much.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
You know, I don't know if it's because they're younger than me. Like, my manager's they're just turned 21.
They're in middle school.
And by younger, you, it's like by a year or two.
Yeah, maybe I'm just older and I see the world different.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
You are so mature for your age.
I can't change your bottle every 30 minutes. Yeah.
So I have an example. Okay. The other day, someone came in late because she was watching a Disney movie. So she got carried away.
You know there's child labor laws. How old are these people?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious.
Sorry, I was finishing up Moana.
Yeah, and she wouldn't tell us about one. So I'm on the headset taking orders, and my coworker spent 2 hours guessing which Disney movie she watched.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to take orders, and in the background, I just hear, like, Holes, 101 Dalmatians, Little Mermaid. She never told us.
Oh, wow.
We never got it for 2 hours. And then they questioned me why I wasn't finding it funny, and I don't know. But
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't want to annoy Alexis with this.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
But
is it about Disney movies?
I watched a Disney movie. Over the weekend.
Which one? Oh my God,
no wonder you were so awkward at the end of that.
I was feeling bad. The more she was talking, I was like, uh-oh, I know what's on my mind, and she's not going to like it. I watched the original Mary Poppins.
Oh, the original.
It's so good.
Yeah, I got to say, Julie Andrews in that movie is just... she's perfect.
She is.
She is. I'm just in awe of her. Like, she looks perfect. She talks perfect. She's stern yet fair.
Exactly.
She's whimsical yet practical. Uh-huh. I mean, the ideal woman was Julie Andrews as Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow.
And I've just had this Mary Poppins fantasy now ever since I saw it. No, not in a weird way.
It was pretty amazing. I'm with you on this one.
Like, I just really wish Mary Poppins was my mom for like a week.
What?
Oh my God, I'd live if she was my mom.
So this is where the mommy issues are coming
in. No! We would just sing songs about cleaning my room together. We'd dance on a rooftop with a bunch of chimney sweeps.
Okay, I'm going to take back what I said about liking you guys more than I like the workers.
I'm just saying, if you guys are thinking, what should we get Jeff for his birthday this year? I'd say a one-on-one with Julie Andrews dressed as Mary Poppins.
She's not the
We
same
can't
age.
Afford that. Yeah.
Come on, cameo, something's got to work. Anyway, that would really do it for me. Mary Poppins, gross. Highly recommend. Go rewatch it.
It's a really long movie, so make sure you got some time.
Text into 78592, though. Tell us what you've been thinking about lately. We'll read your text coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.